football on Off the Ball.
And immediately, Senegalese journalists start applauding, Moroccan journalists start booing. The Moroccan journalists then try to stage a walkout, but because of the nature of the seating, it was sort of theatre-style seating, they couldn't get out, there's people in the way. And so then fights break out. And I'm not talking two or three fights, I'm talking 40, 50, 60 fights break out.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Rugby Daily this Monday afternoon. I'm Susanna Mullen and I'm coming to you live from Edinburgh at the launch of the 2026 Guinness Men's Six Nations. Coming up in this podcast, you'll hear from a number of the coaches and captains representing their countries in the Scottish capital today, including Ireland's Caelan Dyers and head coach Andy Farrell. And also back in Le Bleu is rugby superstar Antoine Dupont, who will play his first game for France next week since picking up that knee injury against Ireland in last year's Six Nations. Up first then, Ireland's prop crisis only worsened at the weekend when Jack Boyle joined Andrew Porter and Paddy McCarthy in a worrying list of injured looseheads. He was carted off in Leinster's win against Connacht at the new Dexcom Stadium and has since been replaced in the Ireland squad by uncapped Connacht 20-year-old Billy Bowen. It was hard to start anywhere else when I caught up with Andy Farrell earlier today. Andy, it's been a bit chaotic here, so I'm going to jump right in at the deep end, if that's okay. Jack Boyle obviously went down on Saturday. It's been kind of the headline over the weekend. What was your reaction to it, either watching or hearing?
Devastated for him because, he'd have been disappointed not to get a game for us in the autumn, and he took that in the right manner and went back and played some unbelievable rugby for Leinster. So he would have been dying to get back into camp and hoping for a chance to kick off his international career and carry that form on at this level. So devastated for him.
We've obviously got Billy coming in, who's very young. We've got a couple of young players coming in that position. Are you confident in that, or might there be temptation to move some people over from the other side of the scrum?
Well, we'll keep open-minded about it. We've got four lads on the other side of the scrum as well who could do that, but at the same time, like a few lads, we've never worked with Billy before. We've watched his progress and we know all about him coming through the 20s and all of that. You get to find out how people are able to cope in the pressures of coming into an international camp and trying to get up to speed pretty quickly. So hopefully the lads will spur the likes of Billy on and more lads who are coming into the camp for the first time.
Although Ireland captain Caelan Dyers was equally as devastated for his Leinster teammate, he is looking forward to seeing what players can step up in his absence. Jack Boyle obviously went down on Saturday. Were you talking to him? I mean, how difficult is that for him personally, but then for the squad as well?
Yeah, I'm gutted for him. Obviously, there's been a few injuries at loosehead, so what an opportunity it could have been. But, I mean, it's the nature of the game at times. A few of us have put an arm around him, obviously, and checking in on him because it is massive disappointment there. But, I mean, as I said, it's nature of the game, and there goes an opportunity for someone else. So there's still competition there between Michael Millen, Jeremy Lachman, and Billy Bowen, who's a young prospect coming in. So excited to see what those guys are all about.
The Irish squad met for the first time this year yesterday in Dublin. But here on media duties, Dyers and Farrell have yet to link up with the rest of the squad. They will join them in their training camp in Portugal later on today, and Dyers knows they have to make the most of the short time that they have together.
We'll be flying off to Portugal. The boys are over there already, so big excitement about that. It's been a great week there in the past, and there's an awareness of how important each meeting, each training session is going to be with a short turnaround before France.
And France on a Thursday night, are you excited the fact that it's a Thursday, but different?
Something different, yeah. I mean, what day of the week is doesn't make too much of a difference to me, to be honest. I think it's going to be a hostile environment, 9 p.m. kickoff as well. So, what a stadium to be playing in to start the tournament off. I'm excited about it massively.
As mentioned, Ireland will kick off their Six Nations campaign against France in just 10 days' time. French head coach Fabien Galthié surprised with his squad selection, leaving out experienced players such as Damien Penaud, Ficou and Gregory Aldrit in favour of younger players impressing in their clubs. Yesterday, it was also announced that Dublin-born Joshua Brennan was called into the France squad for their Six Nations opener. The Toulouse lock, who is the son of former Ireland second row Trevor Brennan, replaced his clubmate Thibaut Flamand, who announced on Thursday that he would miss the game because it clashes with his wife's fertility treatment. 24-year-old Brennan has been a regular at the Stade Ernest Wallon this season, starting 9 games for Toulouse, many of them alongside former World Player of the Year Antoine Dupont, who returned from injury in November. The last time Dupont donned the French jersey, he was also facing Ireland back in March 2025. Rupturing his ACL in a collision with Tadhg Beirne, he was sidelined for more than 8 months before returning to club rugby with Toulouse. Although he admitted it was tough to be out, he was focused on giving his body the rehabilitation it needed and is excited to get back in the blue jersey.
Yeah, it was very, very tough, but the first objective was to rebuild my body. I wanted to take the needed time to come back in the best way as I can. But yeah, it's always tough when you spend several months out of field.
Were you able to watch rugby matches, or did you take time away from it?
Both. But obviously I followed the result of my team. It was very hard to be on the stand for the final stages of Champions Cup and Top 14. But I was the first fan for my teammate.
Antoine, Ireland obviously up first in the Stade de France. How excited are you for that game, and what do you reckon it'll bring?
Yeah, we're highly motivated for this first game at home. Six Nations in Paris, it's always special. And when we receive Ireland, you know that it will be a tough game. I think they will be very ambitious for this tournament. There is no space for mistakes. You just have 5 games, so it will be a tough one, and we have to be well prepared for that.
Fortunately or unfortunately for Ireland's sake, Dupont has quickly regained his flying form in action with Toulouse. Even England head coach Steve Borthwick is convinced that having him back will be enough for France to clinch the Six Nations title once again.
Steve, do you think France is favourite to win the Six Nations?
Yes, absolutely. I think the games they got home, Antoine Dupont, best player in the world, back fit. France have been such a terrific team for such a long period of time, so well coached by Fabien. So yes, I think favourites.
It's all to play for in Paris, so, and the day after the big tournament opener, the Irish 15 side will also be looking to impress as they host England A in Limerick's Thomond Park. Big names such as Zach Ward and Joshua Kenny, who have been in form for their provinces this season, will be hoping to catch the eye of Andy Farrell. And he said today that he will certainly be watching. I want to ask you quickly about Zach Ward, Joshua Kenny. They were obviously mentioned a lot this week. How close was that conversation kind of between the two squads around those players?
Well, if you look at the Ireland 15 game that we've got against England, that game's as important as any Six Nations game for Ireland. Because of the quality of players who are looking to be internationals standard, that have got playing for us, and we know the strength and the depth of what England's got. It was a tough match in Bristol last year, so we're hoping for something different in Limerick, and that game's just as important for Irish rugby as any other. So those type of boys that you're talking about, they're young in their development, might not be age, but young in their development as far as rugby's concerned, 15's game's concerned. Coming into a setup where you have to get as prepared as you possibly can be to be your best self within 5 days in a new environment is different. It's different, and that type of feeling is going to be stand to those type of boys.
Last question. Is there much integration between the two squads, and is there chance for if they put on a great show, that they could be called into the main squad?
Well, of course, they're Irish players, so there's definitely a chance. Otherwise, why would we be doing it? Yeah, so we'll be watching. We'll be watching, and but as far as integration, that's what normally happens when we're on the ground there in Dublin, but we're not, because we're at a training camp in Portugal, and we go straight to Paris from Portugal there. So We're not at home for the next couple of weeks, but we'll certainly be watching on Friday night.
Rugby Daily is on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Elsewhere then, Wales will face England in London on Saturday, February 7th, in their opener of the 2026 tournament. In an uncomfortable echo of the same fixture in 2023, Welsh rugby was once again hit with news that angered fans and players all around the country. The news leaked last week that the Welsh Rugby Union Board had agreed with the owners of the Ospreys Club, Y11 Media and Sport, that they would be the preferred bidders to take over Cardiff Rugby, who have been in administration since April 2025. It is unclear from World Rugby or the URC whether the one organisation can own both sides in the same competition. And Ospreys fans and players were hence outraged at the news regarding the acquisition as a betrayal to their club and the players' futures. Present at the launch today was Ospreys hooker Dewey Lake, who has taken over the Welsh captaincy from the injured Jack Morgan. I asked him about his reaction to the news last week and how, as captain, he will try and manage this period of uncertainty for so many of the players.
And I think the reaction was probably similar to everybody else's reaction, really. A bit of shock, a bit of disappointment, a little bit annoyed. I think, you know, the only way to deal with it really is to throw yourself into more rugby. There's ways you can kind of deal with it off field, and the like discussions going on there behind the scenes. In terms of staying focused on the game and things like that, then the best thing you can do is just throw yourself into it and commit even more to your work, I suppose, just to take your mind off things. And you know, it's the reason we do this is because we love the game and because we love to play for our clubs and our country. So yeah, I think that's been a massive help as well, is just having games to focus on.
Is that what you kind of tell your squad? I'm sure there's some angry players amongst the squad. Is that what you tell them to kind of focus their mind on the Six Nations now?
I think it's probably a massive effect for everyone, like in terms of stability and future. But I think ultimately, you know, the big focus for us is to do well in this tournament and put our best foot forward throughout this competition. And I think something like this will only bring us closer together. It's something that we'd all have in common facing off field. So I think something like this sometimes makes a group tighter. And that could actually be a very positive thing for us.
Finally then, on the same Saturday that England take on Wales, Scotland will travel to Rome to play Italy. Having infamously lost in the Stadio Olimpico in 2024, Scotland will be looking for a big performance to set the record straight and flip the negative narrative that began to build after their mixed autumn campaign last year. Scottish captain Sione Tuipulotu says there are certainly still frustrations from November and they need to take responsibility for those performances. Have you had time to kind of go away, reset, and are now you coming in kind of fresh and ready to go?
Yeah, fresh, but also still frustrated. That's important, you know. I think there was a long 3 months between autumn and Six Nations that we were just waiting to get back on the field and play these meaningful games. But it's arrived now, so it's important that we take our opportunity over the next 5 games.
You spoke a lot in that about kind of getting over the hump. How do you, as captain, bring that into this and kind of make sure you do that, I suppose?
I think take responsibility. That's the most important thing. And I think, being a captain is also, you know, when things are going right, you're at the front of the line. But also when things are going wrong, you're also at the front of the line. I think it's taking responsibility for that. And obviously during the autumn, we had some fixtures not go our way. And it's important the leaders of the team, including myself, take responsibility for that and now lead us into the next campaign and show progression.
Although Italy is the main focus for now, he also can't help but cast an eye to the closing weekend of the tournament when Scotland will be on the road to Dublin.
Yeah, that fixture is an amazing fixture between us. I think we're big rivals now, and they've had it over us for a good amount of years now. And I got to know a lot of those boys over the summer during the Lions. So it probably adds to the rivalry anyways, just because there's no one you want to beat more than your friends, you know. So, it makes for an exciting match in that last round. But there's a lot of rugby between now and then. So, I think I'll have a fair few things to keep my mind off it until the final round.
even though it is still 6 weeks away, it's hard not to look towards the Ireland versus Scotland game, which many people will now look at with half an eye towards the 2027 Rugby World Cup. Drawn in the same pool once again, even Scotland head coach Gregor Townsend says the knowledge of the World Cup clash will certainly place extra weight on their performance in the Aviva.
Look, we obviously play Ireland every Six Nations, and we seem to play them every World Cup. And it is. We know it's in the back of our minds, the World Cup game and the last game of the Six Nations. We know where we're going, and it'd be great if there's something on the line for both teams, for us. And we know we have to do better against Ireland than we have in the past. So I think you'll see a lot of motivation from our group to deliver as good a performance as we've had against Ireland in that fixture. And with the knowledge in the World Cup, we're going to have to play the same team. We're going to have to play really well against Ireland before then to give us that confidence when we do take them on in the World Cup.
What was the reaction like to the World Cup draw? Because I know in Ireland we were all like, oh my God, how has it happened again?
No, it does. The draw is slightly different this year because the last two tournaments, it really make or break games for both teams. If you win that, you're through. If you lose that, you're out. And that's what happened to us in both the last two World Cups. Whereas this one there's a bit less jeopardy with 16 teams in the next round. But we know that game's going to be very important on who you would avoid in that last 16. So yeah, same opponents. Let's hope it's a different result this time.
So it is definitely set to be another exciting Six Nations tournament in 2026, starting off with Ireland versus France in Paris on Thursday, the 5th of February. A 9:10 kickoff in the Stade de France, and Ireland will hopefully come ready as they travel to Portugal to begin their preparations earlier today. That is a wrap on the launch here in Edinburgh and today's episode of Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Susanna Mullen, and we'll be back with more rugby news for you tomorrow. Chat to you then.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.